Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, the stage is set in college football for the conference championship games. Do they even matter? Do you even want to play in them? It feels like those are the questions I ask myself as I look at some of these games. But I do think some of these, you know, we can take away some things. Like even looking at the first one, which is on Friday, the Sun Belt Championship between Troy and James Madison. Like, James Madison has a pretty good window to make it to the college football playoff. And if you look at the odds, they actually have better odds than Vanderbilt, than BYU, and Miami. JMU plus 140 to make it to the college football playoffs. Vandy plus 5,000. BYU plus 400. Miami 8-1. Should mention Denton Day and for Jinx. I think you're around this general area. I don't know how much you follow James Madison football, but I know over the weekend they put the absolute beat down on Coastal Carolina. From a coverage perspective, I think there are a lot of bettors who have been paying attention to James Madison. So now my next question is, do you think college football fans should be paying attention to James Madison as potentially a team that could play spoiler if they make it to the college football playoff?
If they make it and play spoiler, no. I don't think they're going to be beating the teams of this magnitude. I mean, this is the reality. You get in as your right. Group of five team, and you get a lot of money, and then you basically set your coach up to be plucked the next year, which is what we have seen happen with Luke Fickell in Cincinnati. James Madison could be the next. We've already seen the Tulane coach get plucked. They could make it. The University of North Texas coach got plucked. They could still make it. So we see this all the time. You're basically just setting your coach up to get hired by someone else for a lot more money. But I believe that they are deserving to be in. They have run through the Sun Belt this year with relative flying colors and relative ease. I mean, they have just been dominating the opponent. The problem is this is a down year for the Sun Belt. You know, this was a traditional Sun Belt year. It's always felt like to me, Chelsea, that the Sun Belt is viewed as it's like a little bit higher than most Group of Five conferences, but not quite Power Five or Power Four now, right? So, like, we liked it. We knew that there were some good teams in there because Appalachian State had been good for a number of years. Coastal had been good for a number of years. There's been a couple years in there where Georgia Southern was not, halfway terrible. Troy has pushed Alabama and Auburn in recent years. So, you know, they have a lot of really good teams. It's just as a whole, the conference is down. And I think that's one of the reasons why James Madison has not currently been ranked by the College Football Playoff Committee. I do wish that they gave us some sort of idea as to how close James Madison was. Like in the AP, we get the others receiving vote section. Not that they would do a whole others receiving consideration in the college football playoff, but I do want to know how big the gap is between JMU and Tulane, who has occupied that spot over the last couple of weeks.
I do think from a betting perspective, that's where it fits into the handicap, is that if they can run up the score on teams, I feel like it's probably in their best interest to do so. When you look at some of these spreads where James Madison favored by 21.5 over Troy, And obviously, like, I haven't done a full handicap on this game just yet. It's Monday, and this game's on Friday, and I feel like I just watched college football over the weekend. But I do think for these teams who are pushing, and they have to, like, make their case for the college football playoff, like, that's when style points actually matter. It is not survive in advance. You got to prove it. But JMU certainly does have a pathway, because I do think it needs reminding here for the casual fan. It is the five highest-ranked conference title winners who get auto bids for the 12-team playoff. So it should be interesting down the stretch. Elsewhere in college football, we've got the American that the table is set where it's North Texas and Tulane. Tulane, number 24, ranked in the country. 2.5-point favorites in this one. John Sumrall just poached from Tulane. But he will coach in this game, if that makes a difference to you. And then on Saturday, we have the full slate of the big dogs barking. Big 12 championship between BYU and Texas Tech. Georgia and Alabama, meaning it feels like for like the 15th time over the last 20 years. We have the Big Ten championship, Ohio State and Indiana. And then the ACC championship for the five people who care is Duke and Virginia. So Denton, rank these in terms of your viewing interest from best to probably the ACC.
So I'll say this, Chelsea, the ACC is not at the bottom for me. I would say that the Big 12 is at the bottom for me, because BYU doesn't stand a chance against Texas Tech. I think that one's going to be a blowout. So the top one is Ohio State and Indiana. Duh. It's number one. It's number two. You don't get this opportunity very often in the Big 10 to have number one versus number two. So getting it in the championship with the Heisman potentially on the line for the winning quarterback, there's a lot of storylines in that one that are going to garner a whole lot of attention. So Ohio State, Indiana would be number one. You would throw the SEC in there at number two. You know, I'm convinced that Alabama is going to make it to the college football playoff. However, if they lose, that is their third loss. And we've never seen a three-loss team get in to the college football playoff. You'd be penalizing them for having a better regular season than teams like your Miamis and, you know, your BYUs and all the other teams that you had mentioned that are on the cusp, but not BYU because BYU's playing. But you'd basically be punishing them for having, or Vanderbilt and Texas. You'd be punishing Alabama for playing more games than those three teams if you drop them with a loss. But we don't know how the committee responds to this. We haven't had a precedent set as to how they would handle a three-loss team where that third loss comes in the conference championship. The ACC would be three for me. The ACC has made a gigantic mistake, Chelsea, and they made a gigantic mistake by not wanting to be the villain. They should have embraced their inner Lane Kiffin and taken a conference championship game where five people care about it and magnified it to where it's the talk of the week, and everyone and their mother cares about it because they want to see what's going to happen. And they should have done that by taking Duke and saying, hey, we appreciate it. Great season. Get lost. We're putting Miami in, because we are not going to be the first Power Four conference that potentially loses out on a college football playoff bid because some dopey team that went 7-5 with a really weird non-conference schedule somehow got into the conference championship, beats UVA, who's a good team, not a great team, so they're very beatable. It's already a short line, like we see it. It's a 3-point line. It's a short line. We're not going to be penalized and lose out on the millions of dollars by Duke ruining this entire thing and getting not just the American champion, but James Madison in as well. And then we become the idiots sitting on our hands because we didn't want to make the tough decision. There are no rules anymore in college football. We literally just talked about how a coach who is about to coach in the college football playoff with Ole Miss left his team. This is the wild, wild west. I just wish that the East Coast Conference, the Atlantic Coast Conference, decided we should take part in the wild, wild west nature of this and put Miami in the championship game.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense if you look at it from a macro perspective. But if you're a team that's supposed to be in, like, due to, like, the current rules, you're probably very, very angry about this. But again, it just feels like nobody cares about the ACC that much. And here's the thing, like, I don't know, like, what to think of Miami. It feels like they're one of those teams in the college football playoff where it feels like people have a very split opinion on them. But at the end of the day, it doesn't feel to me like a team that could actually win a national championship. And I always try to reframe my thoughts based on that, because now that we have 12 teams, like, a lot of people are arguing and bickering about, like, well, this team deserves to be in. At the end of the day, can they truly win a national championship? And the answer is probably no, if they're on the outside looking in of this 12-team format. Going back to some of these numbers, because, you know, from a betting standpoint, some of these are interesting to me. Let's start with the Big Ten championship. Okay.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Indiana is getting 5.5 points against Ohio State. Is that too many points? Or do you see this Ohio State team and think, damn, that team's unbeatable?
They are unbeatable. So I do think, damn, that team is unbeatable. This line is, though, shorter than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be 7.5. I thought Ohio State would be laying a full touchdown and then some, because no one has scored against them. Penn State has been the only team that has had any sort of real success scoring the football against Ohio State. Indiana's offense is going to be the best offense that Ohio State has played this year, certainly. But I was a little surprised with how short this number is. So that did make me reevaluate my position a little bit on the game, because I thought Ohio State was just going to blow their doors off. I mean, they to me are unbeatable. Like, if we're making a list of teams that can win a championship, it's Ohio State, a significant gap, and then you get into your Indianas, your Georgias, and your Texas Techs. In all honesty, I might cut it there. Like, I think there's four teams that I would think can win a championship. I'm not in there on Bama. I'm not in there on Notre Dame and some of those other essays, especially with no Lane Kiffin. I'm not in there on Ole Miss. But this line is shorter than I thought, which maybe that means Indiana is the right side. You will see as the week progresses how the public is handling this and how the line adjusts. This line is going to move in some capacity, I'm sure, before it kicks off in 5 days. But this line is shorter than I thought it was going to be. So that I have to reevaluate and now do a full-blown handicap. I can't just fire at the hip with this one anymore.
Even though if you wanted to fire from the hip and say Ohio State is just too good in too many ways, because that's the thing. Like, you see their explosive offense, you're like, wow, that offense is amazing. But their defense has been leading the way too, giving up 8.5 points per game this year. That's an absolutely wild statistic, how dominant this defense has been for Ohio State. And like you said, Indiana's probably going to be the best offense that they have faced. And just from a logic-based perspective, if this total was a touch lower, I would say, okay, points at a premium. You know, 5.5, maybe too much. But it's a total of 48.5. So at the end of the day, like, I think if Ohio State plays to the level that, like, you know, even 80% of their potential, they should win and cover this number. It's just the wild thing about college football is, like, sometimes it's about execution. And sometimes the better team on paper does not always win or cover, you know, in that regard. But I think if you're using, like, all the logic, you know, and all the ammo that you would use for a handicap, it still feels like Ohio State to me. Like, I would love to see Indiana win this game or keep it close, just because I think it's a great story. But I think as far as the committee goes, I think we have seen a theme that they don't want to punish, quote-unquote, good losses. So I feel like that's something that we've seen throughout the season, is that they cherish that more than anything. They're like, yeah, but it's a good quality loss. So when you look at these championship games and the conferences, I feel like they're not going to punish these teams as much as people maybe expect.
I would agree with that. You know, if Indiana loses, they're still going to have a bye, I would say. You know, the bye will just be Ohio State, the winner of the SEC, and then Texas Tech, because Texas Tech is going to stop BYU again. So Indiana would still probably have a bye. It's just the Alabama third loss thing is, it's so unique because we've never, you know, we've never seen that. And I did, I've always thought that this was going to be the year where we get a third, a three-loss team into the college football playoff, but I just wonder how they evaluate. Are they so gung-ho on, we're not going to punish you for playing in a conference championship game, that we are not going to evaluate Alabama the same if they lose this game against Texas? Because if you're just evaluating three-loss team versus three-loss team, yes, Alabama played another game, but they don't have the magnitude of wins that Texas does, because nobody has three top 10 wins outside of the Longhorns. And they beat Texas A&M in a very impressive fashion. So that it adds another layer of problems, or fun, depending on how you look at it. But it adds another layer of problems to the discussions that are going to be had with the committee. And if the last decade has shown us anything, the College Football Playoff Committee really does not like to make decisions. They thrive by letting the things play out on the field. They hated the fact they had to make that Florida State decision. Now, they did it, so congratulations to them for that. But they love it when things play out on the field. So I don't think, I think they would desperately love if Alabama wins that game. They get the auto bid. Georgia's still in because they're a two-loss team, and they can just move on with that. It'll get complicated, though, if Georgia gets its revenge over Alabama.
I think Georgia probably does win. Like, I think it's really tough to beat a team two times in a row in a season, and especially the way Georgia plays in the fourth quarter. But when it comes to the College Football Playoff, I think this will depend on maybe the eye test and if this game is close. Like, if Alabama loses in, like, a heartbreaker to Georgia, I think that is a much different scenario than, like, if Alabama gets boat raced by Georgia. So I think some of this we'll have to wait and see. But this is why college football is awesome, though, because here we are, like, sitting at the very end of the season, and things are still not tied up, where we have all these loose ends. It makes you wait to see the finale.
Now, it's almost like adding more playoff teams make all of the games mean a little bit more. Who would have possibly thought about that when we talked about expanding? So, yeah, I'm excited about that. And let's just say, if there is a scenario where Georgia boat races Alabama, I would pay attention. Going back to my Texas discussion, I'd pay attention to how many points Alabama loses by, because Georgia beat Texas by 25 a couple of weeks ago. If they beat Alabama by 26, and you're both three-loss teams, again, things are going to get complicated.
Oh, they always do. At the end of the day, it feels like the committee does what it wants, and they will find some metric to hang their hat on to put whatever team they feel like deserves to be in. All right, coming up next, it's back to the NFL. The playoff picture is forming, and we have some big questions about the top seeds. It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances, and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.